Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. From my Moss Nissan studios to great radio stations across America who are playing us right now via the Westwood One XDS satellite. And if your station isn't carrying us, you tell them to check that out, too, because they can get on it right away. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more info. By the way, special shout-out to our great affiliate, AM 1000 in the Caribbean, for playing us down there. We appreciate them very much. And as well as everybody listening around the world via the Internet, including our favorite fan in Germany, Maria. And Maria, I saw your picture yesterday, and I really appreciated that. Thanks very much. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch right now, doing whatever it is that you're doing to keep America rolling along, thank you very, very much. And don't forget to go over and check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. Now, Ms. Rosemary has the night off, so we're going to start out right now talking about the IG report, which is just a few hours away. I don't know when it's going to be released, but the long-awaited dispatch promises to shed light on the investigation into the president, now President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Now, the Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, who happens to be the Senate Judiciary Chairman, he is a judiciary chairman. He said the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz's investigation into the Russia probe will be damning and reveal a pattern of how evidence was manipulated to get a FISA warrant. Okay, I'll go with that. But the senator also said he's not yet seen a copy of the report, so this is merely speculation on his part, which is to be released on Monday, said he expects that we will see that they ignored strong signals that Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier, was biased against President Donald Trump, and that they also withheld information from the court about how the dossier was created. The senator then added that, I think you're going to see the system was just off the rails. I think you're going to see members of the Department of Justice and FBI taking the law into their own hands and now being held accountable for it, because Graham said, however, the public should not judge the report until Horowitz testifies in front of a judicial committee this coming Wednesday, which should be 2 days after the report gets released. Now, Graham also said, in the aftermath of this report, we will see indictments because I'm looking to make sure this never happens again. And the only way to prevent it from happening again is people have to pay the price this time, so there will be no next time. Wow. Now, I know that's what we all want to hear. There will be indictments. Somebody needs to go down for this. Who's it going to be? Peter Strzok? Lisa Page telling everybody that, oh, I was just an innocent bystander. Oh, I didn't do anything. Oh, I was just roped into this. Oh, yep, sure. Play that soon. Play that song, sister. It's not going to work. There's too many emails and text messages back and forth between her and her lover, Peter Strzok, that tell something totally different with a different story. And, of course, then you've got the other people that are involved in this. And then the Department of Justice, along with the FBI, who snookered the FISA court into granting all these different search warrants. How about the one that came out yesterday again about Devin Nunes and the telephone subpoenas, the secret subpoenas are being called, for the telephone calls of not only a member of Congress, but also a reporter, an investigative reporter. And how about that, where Devin Nunes said they didn't even have the right phone number. So whose number were they checking if it wasn't his? Holy cow. I mean, you talk about a bunch of screw-ups. This is unbelievable where we're going with all of this. But we're going to be getting to the bottom of it, and I trust Lindsey Graham's comment. I trust his judgment, and I believe that there is going to be a lot of there when it comes down to what they have to do to go after people with. Now, some folks on the other side, and by the way, have you noticed the Democrats are being quiet? You didn't hear them come out and say anything about this. I didn't hear anything about them yesterday. Matter of fact, there's not even a news story on the front page about the Democrats saying anything at all about the FISA report. Not a word. Republicans? Different story. So there you go. Now, believe it or not, Mr. Horowitz probably will be testifying on Wednesday along the same exact lines that we hear this report to be. He may get into some more specific details. And then again, he may not, because if criminal indictments or people are referred for criminal action, he might not be able to say a lot about this come Wednesday. We'll have to infer for ourselves what may be going on based on some of the, quote, talking heads. But I'm telling you, the Democrats are running for cover right now. They've got to be, because they're up to their eyeballs in the middle of this. All right, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And the phone number's coming up right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners, a father and son team of Relief Factor. Now, they're out of Kirkland, Washington. That's where their facility is located. But they are a Seattle, Washington-based company, and they specialize in a non-narcotic, all-natural, pain-free supplement. Now, these are capsules that you take, four in a packet. You take three packets a day to start. And if you're struggling with nagging pain and you're not having the type of results that you think you need to have, and you're looking to try something different like I did 3 years and 9 months ago, if you've got arthritis pain like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, general pain at all, then let me suggest that you try the 1995 Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, if you take it as directed, you're going to take it three times a day right off the bat. And you'll know, some people after a week, some people after a couple of weeks, whether or not it's going to help them. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the little tutorial there. There's a little video telling you about the Quick Start, the 1995 Quick Start Plan, and what it does for you and how it takes care of inflammation and all sorts of different things, problems that you might have. But again, $19.95, shipping and handling, around $5 or $6 extra bucks. You get it in 2 to 3 days. Take it the way it says to take it. And over 80% of the people that have ordered it from me on this show are still taking it today. And we've got a lot of testimonials telling how good it's worked for them. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, we're going to go to the telephone lines, and we've got our friend Nelson up there in Jasper, Florida. Hey, Nelson, you enjoying your Flying J coffee?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, indeed. But I also wanted to say that that community of Valdosta did itself proud.
Yes, sir, they did, and thank God we helped put him over the top to win, because he was in a real challenge.
Oh, yes, it was. I wanted to ad lib on something else.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movement afoot that you are aware of, I know, and that is sanctuary cities
yep.
for gun owners.
Yep.
And there are three counties here in North Florida that have adopted resolutions or ordinances that would allow their residents, their citizens, to have firearms in their possession
yep.
that even if someone else comes along and says that they want to enforce unconstitutional gun laws, this sanctuary city movement says, ain't going to happen.
Well, now, the NRA has already ventured in and made supported the Florida Second Amendment sanctuary cities. They've already done that.
Oh, fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Now, my information is that it started out in New Mexico.
Right.
And about a week or two ago, it came to my notice. Now, how long before that, I don't know, and that sort of thing. But it's really taken off here in North Florida and in
sure.
Virginia.
Sure.
In the state of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that the election results were so abysmal for gun owners that they have said they're literally going to take the whole countryside, the whole rural area of Virginia, and make it sanctuary cities.
Yep.
And people ought to be aware of that and promote it with their city councilmen,
mm-hmm.
their county commissioners, and that sort of thing. This is not a time to be bashful. This is the time to begin to push back.
No, and Mark Walters on Armed American Radio tonight, his nationally syndicated show, he had the president of the Virginia Gun Owners Association talking about what they were doing to move that along.
Fantastic. I didn't know that, but that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for, as I think I mentioned last time we were talking, that the newspapers that I do see, Washington Post, New York Times, and so on, they're about 3 or 4 days late by the time I get to see them. And so I haven't seen anything in that media. And I do want to, but as long as it's like it is, but they do report. I had a kitty cat that made some noise jumping around.
Okay. Sounds like it landed in the papers.
Yep. And so anyway, I appreciate that these other organizations are picking up the ball and that people are running with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to run with it, and justice, Scott James would not have won without help. We're not gonna do anything.
Yep, and we the people did it for him, and you, Nelson, with what the effort that you made, it all helped.
Oh, yes, absolutely, and everybody.
And he knows it. He knows it.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, we've got to do it. We just have to do it. It's no longer where we can just look. We have to be participants.
Yep.
Well, okay. Anyway, I thank you.
All right, thanks. And I'm going to read the press release I got right here, right now. It's funny Nelson says that because yesterday I got a press release from the NRA pertaining to the Second Amendment sanctuary cities and counties here in Florida. The NRA says, as the nation's oldest civil rights organization, we recognize civic engagement as a virtue, not a vice. Liberty is reliant upon the participation of free people, and this includes the vast number of citizens and communities who are lawfully exercising their rights under the First Amendment to defend their freedoms under the Second. It's the tyrannical nature of the politicians that triggers sanctuary, not the other way around. The NRA has steadfastly defended freedom for nearly 150 years, and we have no intention of suppressing virtuous voices against government oppression. Censoring is what our opponents do. We wholeheartedly endorse the Second Amendment sanctuary cities and counties. How about that from the NRA? Pretty good. Pretty good. Just exactly what you would want to hear. And it's just exactly what we did here. Now, I want to also review the poll numbers from last week, which tell a surprising story. In lieu of the final press, you could call it that, the full court press by the Democrats to try to nail our president to the wall, Donald J. Trump, everything is imploding and backfiring on them. Listen to these numbers. President Trump ended the polling week with a daily approval job rating of 51%, higher than Barack Obama at this time when he was president by almost 4%. With Kamala Harris quitting the race, some Democrats are already worrying about the whiteness of the leading presidential hopefuls, and most Democratic voters, most blacks, agree that it's important for the party to nominate a person of color or woman this time around, but that hope is fading. In addition, Americans are shopping for the holidays at their usual pace, but more than ever are buying online. And voters do see a climate change catastrophe ahead and tend to blame humans rather than Mother Nature for it. Those who blame humans want the government to do something about the threat, but aren't prepared to limit air travel or stop eating meat. Now, NATO was created after World War II to protect a war-ravaged Europe from the communist Soviet Union, but 70 years later, voters now have a question as to whether or not U.S. taxpayers should still have to pay the biggest bill and wonder what they're actually getting for it. Now, despite the past month's highly publicized House impeachment hearings, the president earned a monthly job approval rating of 47% in November, up 1 point from October. However, last week, he was up to 51%. And most voters do not favor a ban on so-called hate speech, but a sizable number are prepared to bar offenders from political office. And Joe Biden remains the candidate to beat in the race for the 2020 Democratic presidential nominations. In the battle for second place, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have both lost ground, Elizabeth Warren losing the most, while Pete Buttigieg is gaining. 37% of likely U.S. voters say the country is headed in the right direction, and when you include that into the majority of the voters, it is a whopping 45% believe the country is traveling in the right direction. Now, that's from last week, and that shows a significant increase in the president's support in lieu of everything that's been transpiring. That's amazing. Because while they're trying to bury him, they're the ones getting buried. Think about it. By the way, when we come back, we'll have a veterans report, predominantly veterans report, about some things that happened last week, including the celebration of Pearl Harbor, which was monumental this time around. And they did identify four more sailors from the USS Oklahoma. How about that? Amazing what they can do these days. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says the evidence against President Trump in the impeachment probe is overwhelming.
We have a very lock solid case. I think the case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Nadler previewed Monday's impeachment hearing on CNN's State of the Union. Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, was on ABC's This Week. He called the probe one-sided.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Bill Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are now changing the rules. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here of the Monday after Pearl Harbor Day weekend, and we are going to be telling you some things here that transpired over the weekend. Very, very inspiring things, if you will, in some cases. But we're always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, if you're former military, or if you're getting out of the military and you're kind of wondering what it is you want to do with yourself, or if you're getting out of high school and you're at least 17 years of age and you're wondering what you can do for the next 14 months of your life, how about becoming an aviation maintenance tech? Because at the end of that training, you're going to be guaranteed a job that will start you out at a minimum of $50,000 to $60,000 a year, and you could go much higher than that very soon in life. Now, most people don't realize that the National Aviation Academy is one of the best-kept secrets in America, unless, of course, you're going into the aircraft industry to do some sort of maintenance or utility work on aircraft. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my area, the Tampa Bay, Florida area of Florida. You can check them out online by going to the NAA.edu website. That's NAA.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080 to find out more. And always remember to ask to take the tour. Now, you want to find out what one of their facilities is about, whether it's the one in Concord, Mass., the one in Clearwater, Florida. Call them at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open a couple doors wide open for you, too. All right, well, over the weekend, we celebrated another Pearl Harbor Day, the 78th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Many people, millennials and the Z generation, have no idea what went on. They just merely know what they may or may not have read in books, if they've even read it. But the day, the Pearl Harbor ceremony at Pearl Harbor and around the country, and I was at two of them on Saturday, honors the 2,403 men and women who died in the devastating attack at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. Now, December 7th, 1941 remains one of the most heartbreaking days in our history as a nation, especially to the greatest generation, the World War II generation, because they volunteered. They went to war, world war, against three horrible criminal governments, Germany, Japan, and Italy. And believe me, they were bad. They were everything that the modern-day Democrats are trying to call the Republicans when they call them fascists or they call them Nazis. You need to understand and study what that's all about, and maybe you might understand that they're lying to you. Now, I want to honor four members of the USS Oklahoma whose remains were identified and returned for interment. Navy Fireman First Class Leo T. Kenninger, 20, who was stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma. Navy Seaman First Class Orville A. Tranbarger, 20, who was stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma. Then you had, along with them, Navy Quartermaster Second Class Darrell E. Arkley, 21, of Maywood, Nebraska, stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma, and Navy Chief Water Tender Francis D. Hay, 37, of Millburn, New Jersey, also stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma, who lost their lives December 7, 1941. They're being buried, were buried, December 7th, in the Punch Bowl, which is the area right there. The ship where it went down. They call that the punch bowl, where the big cylindrical area in the middle is. But along with them, we had some returning MIAs that were identified. We had Army Master Sergeant Harold F. Drews, 21, who went missing in action on December 12, 1950. He was with the King Company, 3rd Battalion, 31st Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division, near the Chosin Reservoir, North Korea. His remains were returned home. Army Sergeant First Class Riley Birchfield, 22, of Cleveland, also a member of Company D, 1st Battalion, 24th Infantry Regiment, 25th Infantry Division. He was captured by enemy forces near Kunuri in North Korea, November 26, 1950. And he reportedly died while in a prisoner of war camp. Then you had Army Air Force's First Lieutenant Steve Nagy, 23, of Lorain, Ohio, who died along with four of his crewmen when his aircraft was hit by ground fire, German ground fire, over a bombing raid in Merseburg, Germany, and crashed. And then that takes care of our list of honored servicemen this week. on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we do that every week because we don't want you to forget the sacrifices made by others amongst us. Now, the House Committee improved H.R. 3495, the Improved Well-Being for Veterans Act. This act, the H.R. 3495, now creates a 3-year pilot program that would offer grants to community providers who offer services to target factors that contribute to suicide, such as financial stress, relationship stress, readjustment and community integration issues, housing insecurity, and others. In other words, they're trying to combat suicide. In addition, children of military members and Civil Service Act passed. That is called H.R. 4803, the Citizenship for Children of Military Members and Civil Servants. It was a bipartisan piece of legislation introduced by Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia and Jerry Nadler of New York to ensure that children of deployed military and government families benefit from provision of U.S. law that confers automatic U.S. citizenship and that they're not disadvantaged because their parents are serving our country abroad. In addition, the Senate has held and is holding again another hearing on military housing. We need to get to the bottom of this mess when it comes to military housing. And the House also holding a hearing on privatized housing, our conditions improving for our military families. And by the way, coming up December 14th, it's National Reese Day across the country, when Reese Across America organizes the annual event of laying Christmas wreaths on veterans' graves. The event is held every December on the second or third Saturday of the month. This year's National Reese Across America Day takes place on December 14th, and Reese Across America annual escort to Arlington National Cemetery kicked off this past Saturday, December 7th. Where the national president of the American Gold Star Mothers, Mona Gunn, led a caravan as this year's Grand Marshal. A very worthwhile thing if you'd care to get involved in it. By the way, for our listeners in Atlanta, the Atlanta TRICARE Prime beneficiaries have a new option up there. The Defense Healthcare Agency, DHA, has partnered with Humana Military to offer TRICARE beneficiaries a new TRICARE Prime option through Kaiser Permanente. Now, this new option is about to be open for 60,000 TRICARE beneficiaries in the county surrounding Atlanta. One will need to select this new option by the December 9th, which is today, deadline for coverage to begin on January 1st, 2020. To find out more, go to tricare.mil/plans/special programs/Atlanta. All right, I'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, he's a highway junkie. That starts us off this hour's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Flying J and Pilot Truck Stop. Wherever they're at, pull on in there and find out that they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, snow and hazardous travel is expected today from the Rockies to the Northern Plains and into the upper Midwest. Now, this is because the storm system is tracking from the Rockies into the Great Lakes through Monday. The storm is going to bring heavy snow, gusty winds, hazardous travel conditions, and some of the snow will be heavy at times, with accumulations approaching 1 foot or more over the extreme northern portions of Wisconsin and Minnesota. Now, conditions will improve Monday night into Tuesday as the storm continues to move off to the east. Now, there is a reciprocal effect going on off Lake Ontario right now in upstate New York with lake effect snowstorm. With lake effect snow in the Watertown to Sandy Creek area and straight across the Tug Hill Plateau over into the Adirondacks, almost all the way to Lake George. So keep that in mind if you're traveling in that way today. But meantime, let's start out with North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, the northeastern part of Iowa. You are definitely going to be seeing, if you're on I-94, snow, and quite a bit of it. There is a winter storm warning all the way through the Twin Cities, all the way over to just about Madison, Wisconsin right now. George is telling me up there in Burnsville the plows are out and working on it. They're expecting about 8 inches of snow roughly where he's at. But further up the line, northern Minnesota, northern parts, they're talking a foot or more. We'll see. That includes Duluth, by the way. And then if you're on I-29 for the eastern part of North Dakota, running from Fargo north up to Moorhead, you've got a winter storm warning right there from Fargo north about halfway up, and then it tapers off to snow flurries. We'll see. In the northeastern corner of South Dakota, you've got general snow right now. You've also got some snow down in flurries down into the northern part of Iowa tonight, predicted. And there is some fog, believe it or not. Some fog, which may be freezing fog. It's a temperatures drop in the northwestern corner of Iowa. And in the south central part of Iowa, along the Illinois border, which could be the Quad Cities there. Also, you got some high winds eastern Nebraska, some high winds in the northwestern corner of Missouri. You've got some fog in Kansas from Kansas City down I-35 all the way down to the Texas state line. Moving over to the west, let's go on over to Wyoming along I-80. You're going to have snow from Cheyenne over to Laramie, or general snow tonight. It could be as much as 6 inches in that area. And then the snow kind of skips across until you get over closer to Rawlins, Wyoming, where you'll pick it up again going into Utah, going down into Salt Lake City, where, again, could be 4 to 6 inches, could be as much as 8, depends. And I-15, south of Salt Lake City and going up around Salt Lake City, going up towards Idaho, you've got a general snow downfall there right now. In Colorado, I-25, north of Denver, you'll find snow. To the west of Denver, you'll find snow. You also will find snow in the southwestern corner of Colorado. In New Mexico, Albuquerque, north, south, east, west, along 25 and along 40 in the higher elevations, there is snow tonight, a general snow. In the central western part of New Mexico in the mountains, you got snow there. Catwoman and Road Dog are reporting that we have fog in San Antonio. Okay, that's good to know. So we've got fog in San Antonio. I do see fog along the Gulf Coast down around Galveston right now, too. And I see some high winds to the west of San Antonio, pretty much in the Midland, Texas area, over that away, in a straight line south down towards I-10. So you got some winds there tonight. You do have some fog in Louisiana over to Pensacola, Florida. It's patchy fog. And you do have some fog in northeastern Florida, Jacksonville over towards Lake City, I-75, and then from about Fernandina Beach up to what looks like Brunswick tonight, and maybe a little bit more fog, believe it or not, in South Carolina along the Charleston area, and in North Carolina along the Wilmington area right now, fog in that area too. And again, as I said, snow for sure in upstate New York, in the lee shore of Lake Ontario, going across the Tug Hill Plateau, Watertown down to Sandy Creek, and all the way over to Lake George. So that's what you got tonight. And keep in mind, Pilots and Flying J's always bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Check them out tonight when you see them. Pilot and Flying J, you'll be glad you did. All righty. To the phone lines, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we need to talk about this situation in Pensacola, which has been changing, it seems like, almost by the hour all weekend long. What do we know right now about the gang of 10, I'm going to call them, who have been brought in for questioning? That's my understanding, the Saudi students.
According to the FBI person that's in charge in the press conferences, that there is an undisclosed number of Saudis that they are interviewing. They have not been put in jail. They are detained on base. So she's not saying how many. She's not saying if it's 10 or 6 or 3. They are getting their firsthand information, which is procedural in this kind of thing. So they have some kind of confirmations on activities, and then they start looking at their social media footprint, and certainly other questions on what they knew about the shooter, how long they've been here, what kind of classes they take, what kind of travel they have made, because the shooter and or one or more actually took a trip to New York here recently. Mm-hmm. And they said that, and this obviously I think came from some questions that they had with some of these Saudis, we were just there visiting museums and, you know, all of the sites. I'm not so sure about that one.
Anywhere near a certain radical mosque we know about?
Well, I would say that there's a possibility.
Yeah, they're not going to tell us, but I'm just saying there happens to be one there in the area.
There's several. Yeah. It may not necessarily have been a mosque. It could have been some operatives. We don't know.
Now, the other thing that we're hearing about this is that the Saudi Arabian government, and by the way, the president chimed in on this, and he said it's about time we take a look at this training program, and we might want to make some changes. And our own governor here in Florida came out and said we need to up the vetting process. And here comes the music, so we'll have to wait, and we'll spend just a little bit of time on that after the top of the hour. All right, folks, hang on. Denise Simon will be right back, but we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. Today is IG Day. Today is the day that report comes out. What's going to be in it? Lindsey Graham thinks he knows, and we'll tell you what he knows.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.